The Beach Boys album Pet Sounds is a pop masterpiece. It's been 50 years since its creator, Brian Wilson, wrote Wouldn't It Be Nice and other tracks that redefined pop music. Wilson is heading out on tour again, attempting to recreate on stage one of the most complex albums ever recorded. Annie Chelsea reports.
When Nick Wolusko and Darian Sahanaja first met in Los Angeles back in 1983, they immediately bonded over their shared passions, movies, sci-fi, and the mysteries of 1960s pop.
Just taking apart music and figure out how all the parts work together.
You know, dissect sounds very clinical, but it's just more about, like, what is it that brings those feelings out?
Trying to answer that question eventually led them to form their own band, the Wondermints. Wolusko plays guitar and Sahanaja keyboards. One night in 1999, the band was on stage at a club in Hollywood.
And we were performing the song This Whole World
by the Beach Boys.
I'm thinking about it, this whole world. I'm late at night, I think about the love of this whole world.
And as Sahanaja recalls, there was a surprise guest in the house.
The story is that he perked up and said, "Wow, who's that? They sound great! What song is that?" And somebody actually had to remind him, "Brian, that's your song." He's, "Wow, it sounds great."
Yeah, I was surprised they knew all our songs.
That, of course, is Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
And they were so good that I said, "Would you guys consider being my backup band for my solo career?" And they said they'd love to.
They were more than ready. Every member of the Wondermints was a diehard fan, and they'd spent years exploring the emotional pull of Wilson's music. Proben Gregory, who plays horns, bass, and theremin, recalls his reaction when he first heard Pet Sounds.
It was like he made manifest in an audio fashion what it was like to go from being a teenage boy into a man. That's part of what Pet Sounds is really about.
The Wondermints joined a group of Chicago musicians who had been recording with Wilson. The combined band totaled 11 members. Darian Sahanaja of the LA contingent says it takes a village.
If you want to do the music justice, those productions, they've got string sections, they've got all these accordions and harmonicas and all sorts of really exotic instruments. And then that's on top of a four or five piece and sometimes even more vocal harmony ensemble.
So they rehearsed a lot.
3, 4.
Creating Pet Sounds back in 1966, Wilson used every instrument at his disposal and some unexpected sonic touches. Percussionist Nelson Bragg points to the end of the song, You Still Believe in Me.
It's a very childlike song, beautiful song, and there's a bicycle bell, cha-ching, cha-ching, and there's a bicycle horn.
But as Proben Gregory remembers, they ran into a slight problem.
We went out and got a bicycle horn. Now that song is in B, and the note that they actually need for that is C sharp. All the bicycle horns we found were in D.
So Gregory drew on his classical music training.
I know as a French horn player that when you put your hand into the bell, the note goes a little bit flat. So I took a half of a clothespin fit down there.
He screwed it into place and created
this altered horn, which gets C sharp, which is what we need.
Brian makes musicians think like that.
Percussionist Nelson Bragg.
It's like, how far do I need to take this in terms of authentically reproducing the genius that he created in the studio when he was 23, 24 years old?
There are lots of people who could just play the notes.
That's saxophonist and bandleader Paul Von Mertens, one of the Chicago guys.
What people are hearing are not just a bunch of musicians playing the notes. but really reaching for the deeper meaning of the music and conveying that to the audience.
The band has more in common with audience members than they might guess, says Nelson Bragg.
We're really, really just not rock stars. We're really musicians that are interpreting this guy's music, you know. I am a record collector and a music fan first, and I'm a musician second.
And being a fan is essential to making Wilson's music come alive, says Darian Sahanaja.
There's a love, there's a feel about it, and that comes from listening to those records and being moved by those records. Mm-hmm.
And Brian Wilson says he gets as much from his band as they've gotten from him.
I live for our concerts. Right after we do our concerts and we all walk off stage, they go, Brian, you sang great tonight. You know, they always give me good cheer and good compliments. I don't think I could have done it without them.
For NPR News, I'm Annie Chelsea in Los Angeles.